It is time now for the Chatham County Roundup here on 97.9 The Hill. Each week we check in with our neighbors over there in Chatham County, our community members as well, to see what is going on. And today I'm joined on the phone by Chatham County Commissioner Karen Howard to help us fill some things in on the local government, the county government side of things. As always, Karen Howard, thanks so much for taking the time. How are you?
My pleasure. I'm good. Glad to be here.
That is great to hear. I know that it is traditionally a pretty busy time for local government. We in the past have been talking about the county budget leading up to, we've had a review, public hearing, and then that was all leading up to the county commissioners meeting that was last week where the budget for this upcoming fiscal year was approved. We just got finished talking about this on the Hillsborough side since they approved it last night. What were some of the highlights from the Chatham County budget that got approved?
Mainly it was there was expansion items. It was, the county's growing fairly quickly. So we are looking at, adding positions and, just expanding county services. I'm always surprised at how little, of a stir the budget actually causes and creates in Chatham. I think I would expect to hear a little more, public input, but you know, I think that maybe is an indication that people are fairly comfortable with the draft budget as they've seen it. And we do have a pretty thorough conversation leading up to it. But at that meeting, we also, you know, we're going to be going out for some borrowing in the near future for some major county capital projects. So that also happened at last week's meeting. And I think that might probably stir a little more interest from people just because it is a fairly large borrow. But again, people have heard the things that are on the horizon for us and the kind of investment that we're going to have to make in order to meet all this new growth demand. So again, very little public input on it, but I'm comfortable that means that people were comfortable with the draft budget.
I imagine that one of the projects that involves borrowing is something that we usually see people's ears kind of perk up to, and that's education. I know that a new school coming to Chatham County very, very soon and some money going to that, right?
Yes. So we have a new high school opening in the fall of this year, and a beautiful project, a wonderful public investment, but that requires a lot of money as an ongoing function. And so that was in our budget. But in terms of expansion, we have more new schools coming on board. We are, you know, looking at significant growth in the northeastern portion of the county, and we've recently opened a new elementary school, and we're having conversations about new middle schools. We have the new community college and an expansion happening there in the northeast. So there is a lot happening, and then there's investment in sewer and water and sewer. That's happening in collaboration with a couple of the mega sites that are hoping to land a significant project.
Absolutely. And one thing that we have also talked about in the past that has to kind of do with that growth that Chatham County is experiencing, of course, was the property revaluation. How did that play into the budget this upcoming year for Chatham County and any sort of changes to property taxes?
Yeah. So we did have a revaluation of this past year, and the end result is that because the values of many properties, the majority of properties did go up, we did not feel that this was the time that we needed to increase the tax rate. So we ended up slightly lowering the tax rate, and we are very comfortable with the end figure that we are going to get, that we're able to meet our financial obligations, but not put an additional stress on households that we're aware that a lot of households are still facing significant struggles as we come out of the pandemic and hope to return to normal. So that we were very mindful of that. There are a couple of fire districts that had a slight increase in their taxes. So we know that county residents are potentially feeling the pinch nonetheless. So we were mindful of keeping our property taxes as low as we could reasonably do, given that we do have these demands for county funding.
We're speaking with Chatham County Commissioner Karen Howard. We're talking about last week's county commissioners meeting where they did approve a budget for the upcoming fiscal year. And if you want to check out any meeting materials, details on that budget, the place to go do so is the county government's website, chathamcountync.gov. Again, it was a week ago. Anything else, though, that you want to make sure our audience knows about? Any highlights from that county commissioners meeting, Karen?
Yes, I actually... Last Monday was Juneteenth, and it was also our school, our Board of Commissioners meeting, and I had the pleasure of reading the ordinance and making the motion for Juneteenth to become a public holiday in Chatham County, and I was so proud of that moment. I was so proud of the work that our staff had done and the conversations that we have had as a board around understanding our shared history and responding properly to that. I remember, years ago as a young adult, just questioning who writes our stories and who is telling the stories of all of us, and realizing that there are significant holes in who gets to tell the stories. And I'm loving that I'm seeing more and more marginalized voices participating in the larger conversation and lifting up these stories so that we can all embrace them. This is part of our collective American history. And so to be able to recognize and honor Juneteenth as a public holiday in Chatham County felt powerful, and it felt right.
It certainly seems like a very exciting step, and of course, coupled with the news of it being a federal holiday as well, led to, a real celebration in the Orange County community, and I'm sure in the Chatham County community as well. Some other exciting news, a little tangential here, that I noticed in the past week is that the Chatham County Public Library is moving to a fine-free service and fine-free model for the Chatham community, which is exciting. I know that the Chapel Hill Public Library did this about a year ago to this point. And, the reasons that are cited for doing this is it's a more equitable model. It allows people to use those resources without necessarily feeling like they could be punished by it. Wanted to get your thoughts on it and, what the general community's feeling around this change is at the moment.
Absolutely. So I am our liaison to the Library Advisory Committee, and we've been having the conversation for a couple of years now and looking at the research around getting rid of fines. And so there's always the concern that that's a cost to the library, there's a risk of losing material if there's not an incentive to return. And really what we are seeing instead is that the consequences of fines have a more direct impact on the very people who need access to the library. So the people that you are trying to encourage to use library services and to, check out materials and read books and take them home and develop a real love of learning are often the children in households who don't have access to material, and or young families that need access to the library for research or job hunting. And we don't want there to be any deterrent. We don't want there to be any negative feeling around participating in library space. And so we have had this conversation, and we've looked at the research in places that have gotten rid of fines. And it's the suggestion is that there's a real positive impact, and there is not this great loss of library materials. So we are starting it as a pilot project, but I'm very excited. I'm so happy to see that we're doing it and that our Library Advisory Committee and the library staff have embraced it so wholeheartedly. That's a good indication. And they have done their work and background work to make sure that this is the right thing for the community and that it really has the potential to attract and keep library membership up. And that's the goal, really, to get people into that space and have them enjoy it and appreciate it and get the best value out of the space.
Absolutely. And speaking as somebody who is related to someone who works in county library systems in other parts of the state, but knowing them and knowing how much of a resource the library is to communities, I feel like was highlighted this past year during COVID-19 as a lot of libraries still kept up their programs, even if they couldn't do in-person stuff. But, you know, people really rely on the access to books and, of course, internet and all the other things that libraries offer as well. So,
yeah,
in addition to, of course, making it just a little bit more accessible, it's just another way to promote what it is that the library has for the community, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I remember as a child losing a library book and not wanting to go back because I didn't want, you know, there's some shame and humiliation in that. And the librarian telling me that all I had to do was read some more to make up for it. And what a relief that was. And I want to think that that's what we do. That's the kind of atmosphere we cultivate in our libraries that, you know, the books maybe get lost. You might forget. My dad had a library book for 60 years. And when he returned it to the New York Public Library, he got a thank you note.
It is pretty amazing, and I feel like most of the time you end up with some incredible stories like that.
What?
We are speaking with Chatham County Commissioner Karen Howard. You can learn more about that pilot system for the elimination of late fees from the Chatham County Public Library by heading to the county government's website, chathamcountync.gov. And Commissioner Howard, we've got to begin to wrap up our conversation, but anything else going on around in the community you want to highlight for folks?
I'll just bring up the fact that where StarMed has had their final clinics in Pittsburgh at the Ag Center this week, and we are still continuing with their clinics in Goldston. But there are lots of other opportunities for Chatham County residents to get vaccinated. We are very close to the 50% mark. I actually sent out a question to find out whether we could actually be over the 50% mark if we were to count people that got privately vaccinated and may not have reported it. But we still have lots of access. We're still encouraging people to get vaccinated, you know, with this new Delta variant just kind of threatening at our doorstep. I think it's really incumbent upon residents to, if you haven't already gotten vaccinated, seek out opportunities. There's information on the county website and on the Chatham County Public Health website for resources in the community that can ensure that you get protected and thereby help protect the rest of our community.
Well, once again, chathamcountync.gov, that website, and you can head there to learn more about what vaccination options are around in Chatham County. There are quite a few. Chatham County Commissioner Karen Howard, as always, thank you so much, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me again. Take care.
Of course. It is 4:44 here on 97.9 The Hill. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, another look at our local and virtual events calendar.